Welcome to a brand new edition of the Incarnate Word Sports Podcast. This is your host, Shane Melling. We have a fun show in store for you with a number of interviews with our student athletes as we are rounding down on the fall sports schedule. It is a busy weekend for the Cardinals. At home, we have a number of events starting Thursday night, running all the way through Sunday afternoon. There is at least one game at home every day. The schedule this weekend looks like this. Men's soccer travels to Belmont on Thursday. Volleyball is at home against Stephen F. Austin on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Women's soccer on Friday night. They will be having senior night. They'll play host to Northwestern State. That's also at 7 o'clock. On Friday as well, cross country travels to Louisiana in Lake Charles for the Southland Conference Championships, and that will close out their season. On Saturday, volleyball hosts Northwestern State at 2 p.m. Football is on the road at McMurray. That game kicks off at 2 p.m. And men's soccer is at Georgia State. That game will start at 7 p.m. on the road. And then Sunday, women's soccer plays their final game of the season. They'll be at home at 1 o'clock against Stephen F. Austin. It's been an exciting year so far for the fall sports teams. Football is 4-4, volleyball 10-10. Women's soccer has clinched a winning record. They're 9-6-2 right now. Men's soccer is 4-5-1. They'll be looking to improve to get above 500. So it's very likely that we could have all our fall sports teams with an above 500 record for the first time in school history. Volleyball is looking to snap a three-season streak of losing seasons, and they have a very good chance to do that. Football is looking for their first-ever winning season. They would need to close out the year 2-1. And men's soccer is looking to avoid their first losing season since 1986. And women's soccer clinched their 18th winning season out of their last 20 years last weekend. So it's been a good fall. Winter sports start up next week. Men's and women's basketball begin on November 8th and 9th. First home game of the year will be November 9th. Women's basketball at noon. That'll be right before the football game. The football game next Saturday is at 2 o'clock. And then we also have a volleyball game at 7. So it'll be a busy, busy weekend next weekend. So get here early on the 9th so you can watch all three teams. Volleyball, women's basketball, and football all play that day. Well, let's get to it. Let's go to our interviews and hope you enjoy another week on the UIW podcast. All right, joining us now is senior safety Devin Haywood. Devin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, and you guys are back on the winning track, 4-4 now, and 4-0 at home, which is, it's always nice to win in front of the home crowd. You've been playing, I feel like you've been playing really well these last 4 weeks especially. You've had a couple fumble recoveries. You had your first interception of the season this past week. And then you've just been making big plays. What has it been for you?
I think it's the chemistry around the guys is really starting to pick up. And these last couple weeks we've had really good practices. So, I mean, that just ties into our game plan on defense and coach putting us in the right place at the right time, you know, hoping that we do make a play.
And, you know, this at home we've had three games where we've had two shutouts and one game where we allowed 3 points. You guys have done well. Even 2 weeks ago when we went to Abilene Christian, we gave up 40 points, but I didn't really feel like it was the defense's fault. They had three drives where they only had to go 25 yards for a touchdown. Because we turn it over so much. Is it, as part of a defense, is it frustrating when your offense turns it over right after you get a stop and then you have to go right out there again? How do you guys stay, focused in situations like that?
It's all about how we handle adversity. Although the ball was given up, it was still on the defense to not let them score. And they did come away with 7 points each mm-hmm. time. As a defense, our goal is to hold them to at least 3 points on each possession. Right. So, with that being said, it's not the offense's fault. It's the defense's fault as well for not doing our job. Because regardless, even though we step on the field, we're not supposed to let anybody score.
Now, one thing about this year's schedule is that we get to play Abilene Christian again, which I'm sure you guys are looking forward to. You don't want to look forward too far because we do have Nick Murray this week, but Abilene Christian comes back home to our place in 2 weeks. Are you guys kind of licking your chops for that game? Because I feel like that game should have been a close game. It just kind of got away from us. And for whatever reason, our offense plays much better at home than on the road.
Well, yeah, it was definitely like it's definitely something we're looking forward to. As soon as the game ended, the entire locker room knew that they were coming to our house to play again. And even this last week, we were talking about Abilene Christian, and Coach had to tell us, you know, that's not who we're playing this week. Mm-hmm. And he had to, you know, put us in the right direction and make sure we got our minds right for this last week we just had.
Now you guys go up to McMurray this week, and I'm sure this is a game some of you probably had circled on your calendar, because last year they came down here, we got a big early lead, and then they came back and beat us in a game that I know I felt, and I'm sure you guys felt we should have won. So what's the key playing against a team like McMurray that can score a lot of points? They have a very good offense.
Oh, we just have to make tackles on the defensive side. We just have to make them snap it again and give our offense opportunity to get the ball back. They pass the ball a lot. Whenever they do run it, they're efficient. So we need to get the ball on the ground or catch interceptions to put our offense in a better position to score.
I noticed their one running back, I think he's averaging about 10 yards per carry almost. We've seen most of their players. It's a new quarterback this year. What is their quarterback like? Is he similar to the guy they had last year?
Yeah, he's very mobile. I watched film this morning. We haven't discussed it as a defense yet, but from what I saw this morning, he's a mobile quarterback, and he really likes to throw the ball to two guys on their mm-hmm. receiving core. And their running back, he has probably like around 600 yards in six games. I just saw that stat this morning as well. So we definitely have to make tackles.
Is it one of those things where you guys will try to basically take away the run or focus on one part to make him a one-dimensional offense?
I mean, hey, that's what you try to do every week, trying to make a team one-dimensional so you can focus in on the aspect that they might not be as strong in. But this team right here, it passes a whole bunch. So if our defensive line can get after it and pressure the quarterback and our safeties and corners can cover, give them enough time to get there, we should be okay.
Are we expecting to see some safety blitzes from you?
I'm not too sure. That's not my call.
You got your first sack 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was all part of the game plan the coaches had. They felt comfortable rushing it or blitzing. So, I mean, whatever the coaches have in mind, then, you know, we're all for it.
All right, now this past week you were actually named the College Sports Madness Independent Defensive Player of the Week, which means this year we're technically not playing in a conference. There are a number of schools that are independents, and you were the Defensive Player of the Week. You had six tackles, got an interception, broke up a couple passes. I think the most impressive play, not so much your interception, was your hit across the middle to break up what could have been a big pass play for them. What's the feeling out there when you know you're about to get a big hit?
I mean, it's as a defensive player, those are one of the things like you dream about, making a big hit or, you know, making a nice stop. And he was a big receiver, yes, but I just threw my body in there and I tried to make a play. I wasn't worried about the big hit before it happened, but after it did, I knew it was a pretty good one.
Is it anything when you know you have a receiver going up like that? They have all the talk about defenseless receivers. Do you have to hit him in a small spot? Otherwise, you're going to get flagged. You have to be cognizant of that.
Defensive receiver. I don't really pay attention to that too much. It's all part of the game. Obviously, you want people to be safe while they're playing. You don't want to take any cheap shots to hurt anybody, but you don't want to take away somebody's ability to make a play on the ball. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, I feel like in some cases, you know, people are afraid to get a flag thrown on them, but you just you at the end of the day, you have to make a play. I mean, if you get flagged before, you get flagged, and if that's the case, you'll just have to go with it from there.
This past week, you guys had a goal line stand where you were able to hold Houston Baptist to a field goal. How important was that kind of drive? It was their first drive of the second half. We were up 17-0, and it looked like they were going to go in and score and, you know, make it a 10-point game. How important was that for the team overall to force them just to take a field goal there?
I feel like in the locker room, our defense, we came out a little lackadaisical, and they came out with nothing to lose, and they kind of brought it to us from the very get-go. On defense, we kind of got into that little panic mode, but as it keeps on going, it keeps on getting closer to the goal line. It's a little bit tougher to score, and they become one-dimensional as the closer they get. So we were excited to hold them to three. I mean, that's one of our team goals, is to hold them to 3 points regardless of the drive after halftime or the first one of the game.
I thought it was interesting that they kind of went away from what had got them there, and they kind of went to their wildcat formation. So they had a guy who's not their normal quarterback. He was throwing a pass. So it seemed like they almost got a little too cute for their own good when they got close to the goal line, and that allowed you guys to take advantage.
It's really like the package they had in. They've ran whenever they were in the 20, they did a couple packages in the early part of the season, and we kind of felt like they were going to try something again. Mm-hmm. When they first got into the 20, they did that little
sweep
pass,
yeah.
And we knew something else was going to come from it. But it's all part of the game. Like, our defense coaches, they got us ready for it, and they showed us what they were capable of doing.
How good did it feel to finally get an interception this year?
Honestly, I'm not really worried about interceptions. I was extremely excited that I got one finally, but it's not something that I just go out and look for. If the ball's gonna come to me, hopefully I can make a play and get it. But like, making an interception, you just wanna make a play for the defense. You know what I mean? It's not, for me, it's not an individual stat that I'm worried about. It's more of making a play on defense and giving our offense a chance to get the ball back.
All right, well, Devin, what's the plans after graduation? You're down to your final three football games for the Cardinals.
Oh man, after graduation, I'm about to cut my hair here in a couple weeks.
And are you going to give it to Locks of Love or something?
I might. No, I was going to donate it, but after I've dyed it so many times, it's
not worth it.
Yeah, you can't turn in hair that's been chemically altered. So I'm going to apply for the police academy.
Okay.
And I'm going to be a police officer.
What's your degree going to be in here?
It's in criminal justice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you looking to stay around the area? I know you're from San Antonio, or are you just kind of open to going wherever?
Well, yeah, I have a couple places that I want to go, San Antonio or Austin PD, but those are two of my top choices, and hopefully I can get into one of those.
All right, well, Devin, thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
All right, yes, sir, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, joining us now is senior cross-country runner Bailey Lloyd, and Bailey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how does it feel? You are, I think you're the only senior on the women's team. You have a lot of runners, but you're the only one, left.
I am. I'm actually a fifth year senior too, so I've been around for a while. Coach can't get rid of me.
Is it a little weird going from, probably when you came in, you were one of the young kids and a bunch of upperclassmen, and now you're the senior that everyone looks up to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've met a lot of great people throughout all of it. Some people that didn't stay, unfortunately, I still see them around campus and we're still friends and everything, but it's been nice to kind of be a role model and get to see the younger girls grow up into a little bit of an older age group now.
Now, I know you've dealt with some injuries, but now you seem to be running well for the team, and the team looks to be doing good. We won our own invitational a couple weeks back, and now this week you guys go to the Southland Conference Championships in Lake Charles, Louisiana. So how well do you think the team is prepared?
I think we're very prepared. Even when we came in for our time trial, just to see where everyone was at training wise, our gap from our 1 to 5 runners was very close, and we're competitive even just at practice. Even on our easy runs, you kind of tend to pick it up a little, and so we're a competitive group, and throughout the weeks, I've just noticed that we've gotten faster and faster, and I'm confident. I think all the girls are ready to go in and get after it.
What's the goal for the team?
Our goal this year was to place at least in the top three in the conference. And last year we did well, even just in the Lone Star. And I know it's a little bit scarier going into the Southland, but there's no doubt in any of our minds that we're going to be successful doing that.
Talk a little about the transition to Division One. You guys go against a bunch of Division One schools throughout the year anyways. What have you noticed?
I've noticed a little bit of a difference, but I feel like a lot of us, we don't really put titles on teams, you know, whether they're Division One, Division Two, what conference they're in. When we show up, it's kind of unpredictable. I mean, there were multiple times at track meets where we would beat big Division One schools, and they actually wouldn't let us back into the meets after that because we did so well, and they're afraid of us. And so it is a little scarier. There was a lot of hype about going from Division Two to Division One, but I think competitiveness-wise, I don't think any of us are scared. We're all ready for it.
I would think it'd be easier for cross-country and track because you go to meets where you have the big schools at anyways, even when we were Division Two. Who are some of the teams, I guess the top teams in the conference that you guys are going to be competing with?
Definitely ACU. ACU has always been an old rival with us, even in the Lone Star. So moving up with them, it's kind of a traditional rival that we have. We competed against SFA at Oklahoma, and they did have us kind of running for our money. I remember running up a hill, and there was a few girls in front of me from that team, and I tried hard to catch them, but I have to admit it, they got away. So I know that's definitely one of the other schools we're going to be looking out for, too.
What's your, for you personally, what do you want to do at the conference meet?
I just want to have a good bust-out race. I'm not trying to put a time on it or anything because time doesn't really matter in this kind of situation. It's just place. I really would like to be in our top five scores. It's been a little hard just because I'm kind of struggling with a slight injury right now. So I think that if I'm in the top five as a scorer, that would be great. And just to have a good last race, I want to go out with a bang and finish out my running career well.
Do you have a specific game plan for the race, how you want to run it?
Generally, I'm someone that goes out a little bit slower. Okay. We have a few girls on the team that are more built for speed than I am, and so they usually go out a little bit faster, but I'm someone that likes to progress. I'll go out slower the first mile, and then pretty much I tell myself as long as I'm passing people, I'm doing okay. If I sit, then I'm slowing down.
So it should help you that it's 6K rather than 5K, right?
Absolutely, and it doesn't even feel too much longer, but I've always been more built and enjoyed the longer races much more.
Cool. Now, so what are your plans after cross country?
Oh, I got to finish up one class. That's all I'm taking this semester, so my school load is easy.
I was joking with your coach that you're like the Matt Leiner of cross country. If you remember a few years back, Matt Leiner, the quarterback at USC, had one class his last semester.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So my workload is light, but I got offered a job in St. Louis, Missouri, working for an interior design firm. They do commercial work, government healthcare specifically. So I believe I start work 10 days after graduation. So.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty quick, but I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
Are you from that area at all? Have you been to St. Louis much?
I am. Well, I'm from Kansas City, actually, so it's about four hours. I interned with this company during the summer, so I had my share of time back up in the Midwest.
Well, good. And Bailey, good luck this weekend. Hopefully the team does really well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Bailey Lloyd. All right. Joining us now is senior defender Sarah Parker from the women's soccer team. And Sarah, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
It's kind of funny, the women's soccer season ends basically before all the other fall sports. You guys are done this weekend, which has got to be a little strange for you, senior year, and now it's all of a sudden it's over.
Yes, it is. We always finish before everyone else, I feel, but we also start before everyone else. And so for me, you know, I coming down to my senior year, like you said, I don't know what I'm going to do for the last little chunk of my school year, I guess.
Right.
It takes up a lot of our time, and even when we get, you know, even when we get the break before, we usually do a lot of stuff before Thanksgiving and just together as a team. And it's fun for us to be done before the rest of the fall sports, because then we get to go out and support the other sports. So during basketball season, we don't have a whole lot of games, so we get to go to a lot of the basketball games, which is an enjoyment.
It's weird. It doesn't feel like it's almost November, but it is almost November. Does it feel like the season has kind of flown by for you?
It does. Honestly, it feels like 2 weeks ago we were in preseason, just no games, and all of a sudden now it's the last weekend of games, and I'm like, where did the season go? I think this year also it's a little bit different because we didn't play everybody twice, so I still feel like I have a whole section of games to go. I'm like, wait, this is it? We're done?
Yeah, I mean, you guys had basically played everybody once, went through the whole Southland Conference, which you couldn't really play everybody twice because there's so many schools. Talk a little about last week. We went on the road, and you guys played 220 minutes, and there was no goals. I guess for you as a defender, it's great because you didn't allow a goal. That's probably what you guys set out to do. But how frustrating was it not being able to get a goal to get the wins that you wanted?
You know, anytime you don't score, you don't win, I'm sure it's a little frustrating, but we were really proud of our success this weekend in having fun and playing together as a team. Our goal this past weekend was just to, you know, enjoy the weekend. We had been a little frustrated with our results the weeks before, and so going into this weekend, we had just said we want to enjoy the weekend, we want to play together as a team, and we want to have fun together as a team. And I think we accomplished that. And I think at the end, sorry, of each of those overtimes, we were like, how could we not score one goal? and that is, you know, a little frustrating. But at the same time, I think that was the best we had played together all season. So it was a rewarding experience still.
So hopefully this weekend you guys can keep the same defense and then
score
a few goals.
Yes, score some more goals. And, you know, we had some great chances. And I'm anticipating we have, you know, great chances this weekend where we just set it up so nicely. The end result is just didn't connect this weekend.
You guys, your final game is against Stephen F. Austin. They're tops in the conference right now. What do they do that has gotten to them that point so far?
Stephen F. Austin has always been a quality team. They're really good at using their strengths, which this year, as far as I have known, has been able their speed on and off the ball. So for us, it's going to have to be not to watch. You know, we're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to have to be able to counter quickly and defend the counter as well. They're quick thinking, and they put forth the effort off the ball as well as they do on the ball. So they're not going to be standing waiting for what we're going to do. We'll have to be prepared for that.
And then you guys have senior night on Friday night. So who's all coming down for you? I know you're from San Antonio, so I'm expecting you to have, you know, 300 people here just for you.
Yeah, I wish. ironically, my family has moved to Arkansas. So, but my family is coming. My parents came down this week. My older brother is coming. And I have a lot of friends, like you said, in the San Antonio area who say they're coming. We'll see if they show up. but I'm expecting quite a few people to come. I think it's going to be exciting. My last game, if I can keep the emotions.
Do you think it'll be difficult for you to rein in the emotions of knowing, oh man, these are my last two games?
I think once the game starts, I'll be so game focused and I'll want to end it on a good note. So I'm going to want to go out. I'm like, this is my last game. I can leave everything. But I think before the game, definitely when they call out your name and you're walking across the field and everybody knows this is your last weekend, I don't think I'm going to be able to fight back the tears. But I think once it's game time, I'll be able to stay focused.
You just have to take out one girl right at the beginning and then you'll be ready to go.
And then I'll be fired up.
talk a little about just the season in general. You know, how did it go for you personally, and then how do you think it's been for the team in our first year at Division I?
Overall, I think it's been a great season. I think if you look at our scoreboard, you might think that we didn't have the best results of the year. We you know, gave up a lot of last minute goals. And when I say last minute, I really mean last minute, the last 2 minutes of the game. But I think our success on the field, playing a different style in this new conference, playing a different style in this new division, we have adapted really well. The speed of play is quicker just in general, and we've had to adapt to that. I think overall we have done really well. It would be nice to get a few more results on the table before the season ends, but overall this has been a really, I really have enjoyed this last season. Playing new teams, it's been like a whole, I feel like I had a whole new start, kind of. And the group of girls that we have this year is just phenomenal. We get along really well. Everybody's willing to work hard for each other. And so that's been something that I'm enjoying walking away with. I didn't have that my all 4 years here. So having a final year like this has been great. Our coaching staff has been wonderful. So it's just been a fun year for me.
And then finally, what are your plans after graduation?
My plans are, I want to go to PT school.
Okay.
So I'm applying to PT school, and I haven't decided yet if I want to do a military route or just a regular PT route. I'm kind of seeing after my internships which one I like better.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Good luck this weekend. That's Sarah Parker.
All right, joining us now is sophomore Austin Wiley on the men's golf team. Austin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And you've been playing pretty well as of late. Your last two tournaments, I think you have, was it three rounds of, your last three rounds have been par or better. And overall, for this fall, you've already had four rounds of par or better, matching your last, your season total from last year.
Right.
I mean, what's it kind of been for you? Why are you playing so well right now?
Well, I worked a lot over the summer. Just wanted to make sure I came back and was better than I was last year. And luckily, I've been able to put some good rounds together lately, and it's been fun. It's fun to play well, but I'm just trying to take it shot by shot. So,
talk a little about you guys just got back from a tournament hosted by Texas A&M Commerce up at the Tribute Course in the Colony. There's a lot of those in this, but. You guys set a school record, shot a 279, 9 under par in the first round. You ended up third overall. What was going right for the team in that first round especially?
Well, the first day the conditions were pretty much perfect for low scoring, and we took advantage of it. The wind wasn't blowing very hard, and we made a ton of birdies, so it wasn't really that difficult to shoot under par out there, and we took advantage.
When you guys are playing well as a team, do you know what's going on, or do you just kind of know what you're doing?
No, we don't. I mean, we don't play with each other. We don't know how each of us are doing. So we have to take it shot by shot on our own. And but when the courses, when the conditions are like that, you know that the score is going to be pretty good. Yeah, and you can expect. I can expect our guys to be playing pretty well too.
Okay, so in the final round, you guys were playing Cameron and Midwestern, who ended up first and second. Is this something that you noticed, man, these guys are playing good, we're not really picking up any ground on them when you're playing, you know, you're against your playing partners?
Yeah, kind of. Like I said, again, the conditions were a little hard the second day, and we knew that we needed to stay pretty much with Midwestern and Cameron. But yeah, it was.
Is it hard sometimes to just play the course when there's two other guys playing with you? And I'm guessing if they're playing well, maybe that helps you out because then you're pushing yourself. But maybe your playing partner isn't playing as well. How do you stay focused and not just be like, "Well, I'm beating the guy I'm playing against"?
Exactly. You really have to focus on what you're doing and not worry about your playing competitors. Even though we were in the top three. And we had to focus on what we were doing and just play our own game. And that's what you always have to do.
I want to talk a little about last year. You came in as a true freshman, and I think you played every round for us. Maybe there was one tournament you missed. But talk about the experience of getting to go to regionals last year. And even though as a team we probably didn't do as well as we wanted to, how does that experience help you guys this year with, I think, four of the five guys are back?
Exactly. Regionals was a great experience for us, even though we really didn't play that well. And I think it really prepared us for Division I. And the fact that four of us currently on the team got to go last year to regionals was huge for competition level and what we need to expect for this year. And I think we've handled going into Division One pretty well.
Do you have, coming into the season, do you have like a set goal of I want to have so-and-so this stroke average for the season? Or is it just kind of you take it tournament by tournament because obviously different conditions, different difficulties. What's kind of your look at that?
Exactly. I just try to take it tournament by tournament, not worry about a number I'm trying to shoot. I just want to take it shot by shot every round and just focus on what I'm doing and not really worry about the number.
Now, golf and tennis are the only two sports I know that basically you have a fall season and then you have a spring season. So we just concluded the fall season. What do you do now, I guess, to stay sharp for the spring, especially since you're probably thinking, I'm playing really well right now, I'd like to just keep playing every week.
Exactly. You always want to keep up a good run while you're playing good. But going in the fall, we just need to make sure we practice pretty hard and work on our short game. Short game is I think the most important part, so I'm definitely going to be putting and chipping a lot, and hopefully we'll be able to get out a bit.
How much are you guys able to practice, you know, officially practice with the team now that your competition is over, or is it all just you have to kind of do it on your own at this point?
Well, we do have team workouts now, and those are going to be mostly every day. So our team practice is going to be a little bit more limited, but I think we will be on our own, but for the most part, we stick together. Usually when we practice, we'll go practice together and stuff.
Right.
So I think we'll be able to stay pretty sharp, even though we'll be doing team workouts.
What's the one thing over, you know, this fall, winter, that you would really want to get better at heading into the spring?
For me, it's definitely putting. I feel like I started hitting the ball pretty well towards the end of the fall season here. The only thing that really held me back, I would say, would be my putting and my short game. So that's definitely what I want to work on, and definitely try to work on staying more patient on the golf course too.
Do you see any guys, any newcomers this year, or guys who haven't really played much so far this fall, maybe making an impact on the team in the spring season?
Definitely. I like Kevin Smith is our incoming freshman, and he hadn't really played much, but I see a lot of potential in him. He was a great high school player, and I think he's going to be a great addition to the team.
Everyone else kind of, it's funny, you guys have a different lineup basically every week. You have a deep team. So how hard is it, harder to play the tournaments or harder to play the qualifying?
That's funny. I want to say it's almost harder to play qualifying because, you know, there's only a set number of spots that get to go. And especially when a few guys are already exempt, you know that there might be only two spots, so you have to finish in the top two. And there is a lot of pressure involved, but it's
it helps
fun.
You in the long
yeah.
run.
Yeah.
And then you guys are actually one of the few programs right now that can actually compete for a conference title. How nice is that you guys can still go for that conference championship this year while most of the teams are in that probationary status?
It's great. Conference championship is going to be a lot tougher competition this year, I think. Southland Conference has some great golf teams in it, and it's going to be a challenge, but it's always fun getting to go compete and know that you can win.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
And that's our final interview of the week. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to come out to all the games going on this weekend, volleyball and soccer, both at home. Football returns home next weekend for their final 2 weeks of the season. Thanks for listening, and listen in again soon.